what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
Hey, Fort Wayne, Willie Robertson here from Duck Dynasty, and I'm looking forward to coming to your hometown on August the 7th in support of Safe Haven Baby Box's annual banquet. As one who is passionate about adoption myself, I'm excited to partner with this great organization and the work they do in support of adoption and foster care. Seats are limited, so don't wait.
Join us Friday, August 7th at the Grand Wayne Center from 6 to 9.
Get your tickets now at shbb.org. That's shbb.org.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. The guest that I have on the line right now, she has been on the show before, but it was a very long time ago. Both of our efforts have grown since then, and there is a special fundraiser for her organization that is coming up August the 7th. I wanted Monica to be able to share about that. Right now on the line is Monica Kelsey with Safe Haven Baby Boxes. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Monica.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark.
It's great to have you. And the first thing I want to say is thank you for your work. And I also want to thank the mothers who anonymously place their babies in these boxes to get them help. If it's not for these moms making this decision, we have to deal with another situation, which is tragic when it comes to the loss of these babies. I appreciate them for making that decision. I know you feel the same way, Monica.
Oh, absolutely, I do. I mean, it's got to be one of the hardest things for a mother to basically say, I want what's best for my child, and it's not me. And these mothers are heroes, and I honor them every day through my work.
For people who haven't heard about Safe Haven Baby Boxes before, let's just go back to the basics, how this got started, and then what the effort is about.
Well, you know, the Safe Haven law has been around for the last 20 years, where a woman can walk into a fire station, hospital, or a police station and surrender that child, no questions asked. Every state has a law. However, we're still finding, even with this law, we're still finding anywhere from 100 to 200 babies dead in our country every year from abandonment. And so when you look at where these babies have been left, they're being left outside of the doors of Safe Haven locations. And that really speaks volumes. as you know, the mother goes all the way to this location and just cannot hand that child to a person. So what I've done is I've come up with a program, and it's the only one in America today. And it basically, we're putting boxes at fire stations, in the walls of these fire stations, to where a mother can place her child from the outside of the building and a firefighter retrieves the child from the inside of the building. We also have some at hospitals as well. And this allows this mother to remain 100% anonymous. They're alarm activated. Babies are usually in our boxes for less than 2 minutes. They're heated, they're cooled. And the boxes are now patented. We received our patent in April of this year. So these, it's a patented design, and it's working.
That is great. And I know that there have been several babies who have been delivered to these boxes. How many is it now, Monica?
We have, the very first baby came in one of our boxes. Now, we've only been in buildings. Our boxes have been in buildings since 2016, and we launched in Indiana. So we only had one state for, you know, almost 3 years, and we've had 8 babies in our boxes since November of 2017. We've had, 7 of those in the state of Indiana, 1 of those in the state of Arkansas, and we've also helped 77 women surrender. And when I talk about surrendering, you know, one of the 77, these were women that called us looking for a box, and there was no box in their area. And so we walked alongside them as they walked into a fire station or walked into a hospital and surrendered that child by handing that child to a person. And so we do run a 24-hour hotline that is what we call the workhorse of our organization, because we're literally talking to moms every day on that line.
77 plus 8 is 85. That's 85 children. And if those children went on to have families, you're looking at hundreds of people then. And then, of course, generational changes, you have thousands of people from 85. So if you've had 77 mothers surrender and then 8 children that have been put into the boxes, that's 85 children, Monica.
I know. Isn't that just amazing?
It is amazing. One person saved, one baby saved is worth it all, isn't it?
Well, you know, to that one baby, it's everything.
Exactly.
Because that baby up in a dumpster or a trash can, or, you know, just thrown away. And so to that one child, that's everything. And I agree with you. This is much bigger than I ever anticipated it would be, but Christ always does. And, you know, he always goes big or goes home, I guess.
Well, definitely a worthy effort. And I know that there are people across the country who have supported Safe Haven Baby Boxes. Talk about the supporters of your effort.
We have thousands of supporters nationwide that are working diligently to support these moms and also to get these boxes in their state. Last week we just had 2 babies in the state of North Carolina that were abandoned. One was found in a trash can outside of a church, and another one was found on the front porch of a home. And so we've been getting tons of calls from North Carolina wanting our boxes there, because these 2 babies, you know, you look at, you know, the situation, and these babies could have been saved in a box. You know, and I get that people say, what, we're saving babies in boxes? Yes. We have come to this. This is where we are today. We are saving babies in electronically monitored boxes to allow these moms the anonymity that they so desperately want. You know, nationwide, we are working very hard to get these in all 50 states. I believe within 5 years, we will have legislation in all 50 states, and I'm super excited about that.
Oh, that is incredible. You know, we worked on that here in Alabama, and for whatever reason, it was put on hold. And I understand that there may be challenges when somebody presents this to their legislature. But what are the hurdles that you have encountered, and how have you been able to overcome them when you have been hit with those hurdles?
Well, you know, a very influential person in my life told me one time that no matter how bad it gets, you get up, you dress up, and you show up. And that has been my motto for a very long time. And I always show up no matter how bad it gets. But you're right. There are a lot of obstacles sometimes. And it's like, wait a minute, I'm just trying to save a baby's life. You know, these are babies that are born. You know, I mean, you could throw in the argument that this isn't even a pro-life or pro-choice issue because these babies are already born. They're alive. Yes. And we're just trying to save them from being placed in a dumpster. But the controversy behind it is just sometimes I just shake my head and think, really? I mean, really, have we come this far to where we're just allowing these babies to die in dumpsters because you don't want to change the law? And so, you know, there are some obstacles, but, you know, we every day we get up, we dress up and we show up because there's babies and women out there that depend on us every single day.
That's a great segue for speaking about dressing up and showing up. There's a special event coming up August the 7th, which is a fundraiser for Safe Haven Baby Boxes. It's called Adoption Unleashes Possibility with Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasty. Let's talk about that when we come back. Let's take a quick break and we'll talk about this event, and then we'll talk about how people can support Safe Haven Baby Boxes. Will you stick with me, Monica?
I will be right here.
All right. Folks, we're talking to Monica Kelsey with Safe Haven Baby Boxes. For many of you now, this is the first time you've heard about this special effort, and I want you to hear more about it. So when we come back, we're going to talk about Safe Haven Baby Boxes and how you can connect with Monica and be a part of this special effort. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
Smiles, a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
This is Lindsay Collins, and I would like to encourage you to buy Lulu's lip balm. Email my dad at nnn205@gmail.com.
This money will go to help buy sewing kits that will go into doctor's offices. If you want to purchase lip balm, email nnn205@gmail.com. Lulu's lip balm in peppermint flavor right now, and more flavors coming soon.
Lulu's lip balm. It's the balm.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place, Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm your host, Mark White. We have been talking to Monica Kelsey, and she is with Safe Haven Baby Boxes. As we talked about in the first segment, 85 babies have been saved, and that's from 77 mothers who surrendered their babies to 8 who were actually taken to one of these baby boxes and was allowed to survive. What a special effort Safe Haven Baby Boxes is, and I have been following it for a very long time and appreciate the great work that Monica Kelsey does with Safe Haven Baby Boxes. And I know that there is now a team of people helping this effort along, and I'd like to welcome Monica Kelsey back to the Mark White Show. Welcome, Monica.
Hey, thank you very much.
We talked about the many people who now support this effort, and it's in the thousands, and that is incredible to have so many people who believe in this effort. And as you said, you never could have imagined where it would go, but here we are. And all of these children have been saved and now have the potential to have good lives and families and all the things that we've been able to enjoy ourselves because we have been given life and allowed to exist.
You know, I'm absolutely completely blessed. And sometimes I'm speechless with how God's grace has just been so amazing. And, I used to look at my life as a curse. And today I look at it as such a blessing, speechless with how blessed we are.
Give people the foundation of your own personal story. I know that you had challenges of your own when you were younger.
I did. I was adopted at birth, and I had no idea of my beginnings. And when I met my biological mother when I was 37 years old, that became the best day and the worst day of my life. And I really had to wrap my head around the fact that she was 17 years old. She was brutally attacked and raped and left along the side of the road to die. And she pressed charges against the man who had raped her, and he was arrested and he was charged. And then, she finds out she's pregnant, and she actually went to a back alley abortion facility in October of 1972. And while standing in front of the man that was going to take her child's life, she changed her mind. And she was hidden for the remainder of the pregnancy. She gave birth in April of 1973 and abandoned her child. 2 hours after that child was born, and that child was me. So I really had to wrap my head around the fact that my biological father is a rapist, and I don't even know my ethnicity, you know, but I'm still a human being and I still have value. And I had to really wrap my head around the fact that, you know, my life wasn't worth any less simply because of the way I was conceived. And I didn't believe that I deserved the death penalty for the crime of my biological father. But, you know, through prayer and through faith and through family, you know, you can overcome these obstacles. And that's exactly what it took for me to do that. And today, now, you know, like I said previously, I used to look at my life as a curse, you know, like just, you know, worthless. And now I think, how blessed am I truly?
You have shined your light, Monica, in a big way. And it's amazing to hear your story and to think about where you came from and to make a decision that you were going to make an impact. And you definitely have used your own personal story to help save children. That's incredible.
Thank you. And, you know, I think that's, you know, that's the important thing that Christ does, is he takes your pain and makes it a launching pad for your greatest calling. And this came with great pain for me. But now the view from where I'm sitting is just absolutely beautiful, Mark.
Talk about this event that's coming up. I know that so many events have been affected by COVID-19. It is the thing that sucks all the air out of the room, and I am sorry for that. There are so many efforts that I try to bring awareness to through the Mark White Show that have nothing to do with COVID, but it seems to always go back to that subject because it has overwhelmed our system. Mm. You still have an event on August the 7th, and it's going to take place in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and it is called Adoption Unleashes Possibility with Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasty. Share about this effort and the work that has gone into making this happen.
Well, you know, our banquet was actually scheduled for April 8th of this year, and we had, of course, to reschedule it to August 7th. And I never thought in, you know, March when we rescheduled this that we would still be talking about this in, you know, late July and August, and here we are. But I didn't want to, we all have to learn to live with this and live with this as safely as possible. And so with the recommendations of the CDC and of course our governor and all of our local health department rules, we decided to continue to keep this banquet with, you know, the amount of people that they're allowing us to have, and then to also do it virtual. And, you know, one of the great things about our organization when we have these banquets, and this is the time that I just love, is when we reunite the babies that were in our boxes with the firefighters that pulled them from the boxes. And that I don't want people to miss that. And so we are doing this virtual as well. You can register online at shbb.org so you can see these babies as well. Or, you know, we I believe are sold out of tickets for the venue that day because of the restrictions that the CDC is only allowing us so many people in the venue.
Right.
But, you know, you can still be a part of this, and you can still watch from your, in the comfort of your home, and, you know, to listen to Willie talk about adopting three of his kids, and then to see these babies being reunited with the firefighters that literally saved them. And then we also have a birth mom that surrendered under the safe haven law that is going to speak. And you're going to hear in her words how thankful she, you know, she was in her time of need for her to be able to surrender her child in one of our boxes. And so we're bringing you a lot of what we do so you can see that it's not just about boxes. You know, people say, oh, you're putting boxes in fire stations. And it's like, yeah, that's so small of what we do. That's not even covering half of what we do. And so this night is going to be about showing everyone what we do, what their money goes for, and, you know, showing the fruits of our labor with these babies that are going to be reunited with these firefighters. So it's going to be a really great time.
I love the fact that you have set this up where people across the world can watch through virtual. And
yes.
I want people again to know how to do that. If you would share again where people need to go for the virtual part of this experience?
You can go to shbb.org and you can click on virtual tickets, and it's $25 to watch from the comfort of your home. And that's, you can have 100 people in there if you want. Well, if your state allows it, I guess. But, you know, you can watch from the comfort of your own home. We also are having some watch parties throughout the United States where if you have, you know, a group of people that are going to be watching, we want to see you on screen through the night as well, you know. And so our team is having some watch parties where we'll interact with some of those locations. And I'm just super excited. I never thought that I would ever do a virtual banquet, but you know, the closer it gets, it's kind of like, this is kind of fun.
That's you know? Great.
Like this might really catch on, but you know, the main thing is that we raise more money on this night to continue our efforts of saving these babies and saving these moms from a lifetime of heartache. And so it is a fundraiser, but you know, come, you know, join us that night, register online. You'll get a link the day of, and we would love for you to see what we do and what we're all about.
And Monica, let's tell people now how to connect with Safe Haven Baby Boxes, whether it be through social media, email, however you want people to connect with this special organization.
You can definitely follow us on our Facebook page at Safe Haven Baby Boxes. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram also. On Twitter, it's Safe Haven Box 1. And then our website is shbb.org. You can contact us through our website. We usually have responses to people within 4 to 6 hours. Sometimes if we get a lot of responses, it takes us a day or two to get back to you. But I promise we will get back to you with any questions you have if you send us an email.
Again, thank you so much for the work that you do. I have, as I said, watched what you're doing and hope that one day here in Alabama we can bring those boxes here to this state and that we can be a part of this effort to help save these babies. And I appreciate the effort of so many who have jumped in to Safe Haven Baby Boxes to help with this effort. As you said, you never could have imagined what it would become, but here we are. There are so many who are thankful that Safe Haven Baby Boxes exist, and I'm one of those people.
Well, we appreciate you, Mark, more than you know. Thank you for having us.
All right, folks, we've been talking to Monica Kelsey. She is in Indiana, and she is the founder of Safe Haven Baby Boxes. I encourage you to go to Facebook and look up Safe Haven Baby Boxes if you're interested in this special event on August 7th. As she said, you can watch it virtually, which is a great thing from the comfort of your own home. I encourage you to do that if you'd like to be a part of that special event on Friday, August the 7th. But I want you to find a way that you can make a difference through Safe Haven Baby Boxes. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White. Just the same. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero, hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and kind of uplifting people, so you stay with him.
Hey, Fort Wayne, Willie Robertson here from Duck Dynasty, and I'm looking forward to coming to your hometown on August the 7th in support of Safe Haven Baby Box's annual banquet. As one who is passionate about adoption myself, I'm excited to partner with this great organization and the work they do in support of adoption and foster care. Seats are limited, so don't wait.
Join us Friday, August 7th at the Grand Wayne Center from 6 to 9.
Get your tickets now at shbb.org. That's shbb.org.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This is Parker and Gimden, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.